All right, Dave Spadaro back with you here. Merrill Reese joining me in the studio. Merrill, have you recovered?
I'm not sure I've recovered. I have not recovered yet. That was one of the most enjoyable football games I have done probably since December 19th, 2010.
Yeah, that was an incredible game, too. The ending, though, from a broadcaster standpoint, there was so much kind of stop, start, penalties here, there, question marks, flags. How nuts was it for you in the booth?
It was just compelling. You didn't know what was going to happen next. You were worried. It was just a fun game to broadcast.
Merrill, three comeback wins in the fourth quarter for this football team. Now, you can pick apart the first three quarters of these wins any way you want. Certainly a team that has some flaws. But the fact that they are coming back and showing such resolve late, a trait that they have not really demonstrated since at times 2010, but more I look like back to the early 2000s. What does that mean to you? What does this team have? What is there something special about this
team? Yeah, there's heart. There's heart, and there's a quarterback who knows how to do that. You know, I got a call this morning from NFL Network, and I was on 6 o'clock in the morning or some ridiculous hour, and they said, have the Eagles been lucky? And I said, well, I mean, I don't think this is about luck, because last year when they were 1-3 at this time, going on 1-4, nobody said, well, they're 1-4 because they're very unlucky. No, they were 1-4 because they couldn't hold a lead, and they are 3-1 because they can come back from behind. And when Michael Vick huddles them up for that one final drive, 10 pairs of eyes look at that quarterback, and they see confidence exuded, and they just know they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's the way to put it. You're right. They didn't hold leads in 2011, and it wasn't just Vick. It wasn't just the offense. It wasn't just the defense. This year, you know, the defense is getting the stops late. Mm-hmm. The offense is driving down last possession, putting the winning points on the board. It's really been remarkable.
And two of the three wins were against legitimate contenders between Baltimore and the Giants. They're excellent football teams. All right, Cleveland, the Eagles should have won more easily than they did, but it was
Baltimore struggled with him last week, right?
Sure.
Merrill, the way the Eagles did it on Sunday night, obviously everybody talking about the running game and commitment to the run and the balance. And I don't know, do you expect the Eagles to turn around and hand off to LeSean McCoy as they did?
I don't know. It depends on the alignment of Pittsburgh. Yeah. If the Eagles feel they have to throw to beat the Steelers, that's what they'll do. This will not be an easy game because the Steelers, and here's Shady right there, and he's amazing. There's not a better back, and I say this with all sincerity, there is not a better back in the National Football League. There are some very, very good ones, but he is right up there with the three or four elite backs in the National Football League.
Are you okay with averaging 20 carries a game, which he's averaging now? I think he's averaging about 23 touches a game. Is that about where you'd like to see Shady the rest of the year?
I think so, and I think I like the fact that they have a guy like Bryce Brown who is getting confidence.
Are you sold on Bryce Brown at this point?
I am impressed with what I've seen. Sold is a different story. Sold comes after watching a guy perform for a year.
Okay.
But am I encouraged? Do I think that he could be the right change of pace back for Shady? At this point, I do.
I like the adjustments the offensive coaches made. They clearly, early in the game, it was a struggle. 0-0 game for much of the time in the first half against the Giants, and then they made the adjustments and so forth. So I liked where they're going there. Merrill, I think after four games, you kind of get a sense of a team. And to me, the defense has proven that it is a legitimate defense.
It's good. It's good. That's what I said going into the season. Wake me up at 11:30 or a quarter of 12 on September the 30th, and I'll give you a pretty good idea of where this team is. And, you know, the old Parcells line. You are what you are, and this team has won three of their first four games. They're a good football team, Dave. And now, that isn't to say that they can withstand a lot more in the way of injuries in key areas, because they can't. They're very, very thin on that offensive line, and it's a concern. It's a concern. I am still very concerned about the special teams, particularly in the coverage.
Sure.
And they made another move this week in releasing Brian Rohl.
We haven't seen anything like this in a long time, Merrill. And there have been years where the special teams coverage, the kick coverage, was really, really questionable. And we're right back in that mold again. And in the past, it has cost the Eagles. And in the past, they went out and they got somebody who was dedicated to special teams, and it made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was Keith Adams, or... you know, Colt Anderson. Who steps up and makes the difference here?
Well, it better be Adrian Moten.
Right.
That's why they've hired him. I didn't think I was watching David Wilson. I thought I was watching
Brian Mitchell.
I thought I was watching Devin Hester on Sunday night. That's the way he hit those holes. But they weren't holes. They weren't cracks. They were avenues. And you can't have that.
And the return game, the way I look at it, when I look down, I don't see room for Brandon Boykin. I don't see room for Demaryius Johnson.
No, I don't either. And you know what? We said after those first two games, they got away with five turnovers and then four turnovers and didn't pay for it. They still won two games. We said if they continue to turn the football over, they're going to lose. It's going to cost them. Sure enough, that was a significant part of their loss in Arizona. Same thing with this. Unless it's corrected, poor special teams coverage is going to cost them. You cannot give Ben Roethlisberger the ball at midfield,
right,
or you'll be burned.
All right, Merle, before we look ahead to Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, one last look at Sunday's win over the Giants. And you were the MC on the field, Brian Dawkins' retirement ceremony, which was remarkable. I don't know if
you... And let me just say something. Yes. Put together by Dave Spadaro,
who did
such a wonderful job of orchestrating the entire thing.
Thank you.
All I did was read a script.
Well, thank you. So let's take a look at the script that you read. Absolutely to perfection. Merle Reese watching himself for the first time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merle Reese. I'm honored to be here tonight on this very special night as we honor one of the greatest Eagles of all time, Brian Dawkins, and induct him into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Please direct your attention to the northeast section of the stadium as we unveil this tribute to the great Brian Dawkins. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome an Eagle forever, number 20, Brian Dawkins.
Well, other than the painting nearly crushing, which I never even knew.
People told me the next day, did you know that the portrait, that the painting fell off the easel? I never knew that.
The whole easel blew over. I just, that's the first time I've seen it. I didn't realize there was that much wind.
It could have hit me in the head.
That
would have been a first.
Well, here's what's funny about that. I'm the backup plan in case you need to get down there in time. If that hits you, I'm running right to the booth and Wally Pitt. You did a great job, Merle.
It was fun.
And that sound there was deafening in the stadium.
It was a fitting tribute to a wonderful, wonderful Eagle.
Yeah, and the fans enjoyed it. And
as you said, or as I said, an Eagle forever.
You said for me, right? So, listen, let's get into the Steelers here. Tough game. I kind of have always thought, wow, the Steelers give the Eagles such a hard time. Eagles have won three of the last four games against Pittsburgh. I guess my thought is preseason Steelers are always so good against the Eagles.
Yeah. Have they won?
Eagles, the only loss for the Eagles was 2004 in Pittsburgh after winning seven straight games.
Oh, and that was a mess.
Throttled in Pittsburgh. But I still think it's a very
tough. Do you know what I remember?
I want to hear this.
Here's what I remember most about that game.
Okay.
It was a devastating loss. And Donovan and T.O. got into it on the sideline. And that became the story of that game. And I came home, and I was just devastated. And I started to drive down 95 and the Blue Route home. And suddenly, as I was driving, I noticed a wheel, not a tire, right in the center of the highway. And there were cars to my right and cars to my left. And the only choice I had was to straddle it. Unfortunately, I was using a little sports car, a little Audi TT, and I completely wiped out the bottom of the car to the tune of $18,000 damage. That's how bad that day was.
What a day for you.
What a day.
Well, T.O. is no longer here. Donovan is no longer here.
Neither is
T.T., right. Merrill, how do you see this game? What's the challenge
tough.
For the Eagles?
The challenge is that the Steelers are a desperate 1-2 team, and they get their trio of stars back, as I understand it. Harrison is back, and Polamalu is back, and Mendenhall is back. Tough one.
I look at it two things. The offensive line's got to hold up against a blitz that is, you know, is coming.
That we really saw
2 weeks ago in Arizona, though. So I think there's some experience there. And then what do you do with Ben Roethlisberger, who breaks tackles, who shrugs off defenders, who makes plays out of the pocket? You really have to play disciplined defense.
You do. And you don't put him out, because this is a guy who challenged a car windshield with his face.
Right, right.
And still walked away and won. So he's one of the toughest quarterbacks in the National Football League. Not the finesse guy, but he's big and he's strong and he's mighty. You still have to put the pressure on him. And I remember the game at the Link that the Eagles won. They sacked Roethlisberger, what, about five times?
I think it was more than that.
Seven times.
Yep.
Yeah, seven times on number seven.
I would love to see, Merrill, the Eagles, something they haven't done this year, is get off to a good start on the road.
Yeah.
And I guess if they come out, throw the ball three straight times, I might say, wow. I think the fans would say, oh, boy, here we go again.
You know, the line about this that my Jim Foxwell, who was the morning personality of my station up in Levittown, that hit me with as I was leaving, he said, one thing they can't do at Heinz Field, and that is play catch-up.
Hey, that's good. That's good. Merrill Reese, on that note, thanks for joining us in the studio. Merrill Reese on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Merrill, thank you very much.